Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
My dear friends, I want you to know that God sees your struggles. He feels your pain. He understands the burdens that weigh you down, and He is here to lift them off your shoulders. This message is not just a sermon. It's a conversation between us, from my heart to yours. I understand that life can be incredibly tough sometimes. You wake up each morning with a heavy heart, feeling like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. You may feel lost, confused, and even abandoned, but let me tell you this. God is with you, and He feels your pain just as deeply as you do. You see, when you are hurting, God is not a distant observer. He is right there with you, sharing in your suffering. Imagine a parent watching their child go through a difficult time. The parent feels every tear, every heartbreak, and every moment of despair. This is how God feels about you. He is not indifferent to your struggles. He is intimately involved in your life. And He is moved by your pain. In those moments, when you feel like you can't go on, when the nights are long and the days are filled with endless challenges, I want you to remember that God is with you. He knows the depths of your sorrow, and He's working behind the scenes to bring about a change in your situation. Your suffering is not in vain. It has a purpose, even if you can't see it right now. There are times when the pain seems unbearable, and you wonder if it will ever end. You might ask yourself, why me? Why do I have to go through this? These are valid questions, and it's okay to feel this way. But I want to assure you that your suffering will not last forever. God is a God of hope, and He promises that He will bring you out of your pain and into a place of healing and restoration. Think about the times when you faced challenges in the past. Didn't you come out stronger? Didn't you learn valuable lessons? Your current suffering is no different. It is shaping you, refining you, and preparing you for the incredible blessings that are on their way. God never wastes a hurt. He uses every tear, every heartache, and every moment of despair to mold you into the person He created you to be. It's easy to feel discouraged when you're in the midst of suffering. But let me remind you that God's timing is perfect. He knows the exact moment when your breakthrough will come. He sees the end from the beginning, and He has a plan for your life that is far greater than anything you could ever imagine. Trust in His timing, even when it seems like nothing is happening. You might feel like you're in a dark tunnel with no light in sight. But remember, it is in the darkest times that the light shines the brightest. God's light is about to break through your darkness. He is about to turn your mourning into dancing, your sorrow into joy, and your pain into purpose. Hold on, my friend. Your suffering is coming to an end, and a new chapter of your life is about to begin. Sometimes, we just need to hold on a little longer. We need to keep believing, keep hoping, and keep trusting. God is faithful, and He will not let you down. He sees your tears, He hears your cries, and He feels your pain. And because of His great love for you, He will not allow your suffering to continue forever. He has a plan to bring you out of your pain and into a place of peace and joy in the midst of your suffering. It can be hard to see the bigger picture, but I want to encourage you to lift your eyes and see the hope that is set before you. God is preparing something beautiful for you. He is turning your pain in into something precious. He is writing a story of redemption and restoration in your life. And when you come out of this season, you will be stronger, wiser, and more compassionate. Your suffering is not in vain, my friends. It has a purpose, and it is leading you to a place of greater blessing. God is working all things together for your good, even when it doesn't feel like it. Trust in His plan, trust in His timing, and trust in His love. He is with you, and He will bring you through this. My dear friends, I want to remind you once more that God is not only aware of your suffering, but He is also actively involved in your journey towards healing and restoration. Your pain is not overlooked or ignored. It is deeply felt by the one who loves you more than you can ever comprehend. So let's delve deeper into the ways in which God is working in your life, even in the midst of your suffering. It's crucial to understand.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
That every tear you shed, every sigh you utter, and every plea you make is heard by God. He is closer to you than your own breath, and He is orchestrating your deliverance from the very things that cause you pain. One of the most comforting truths we can hold on to is that God is a God of compassion. His heart is moved by your suffering. When you are in pain, He is not passive or indifferent. He is actively comforting you, even when you can't feel it. Think of the gentle touch of a loving parent soothing their child. That's how God is with you. He is gently holding you, whispering words of love and encouragement, even in your darkest moments. You might be wondering how long this suffering will last. You might be at the end of your rope, feeling like you can't endure another day of pain. But let me assure you, God's deliverance is on the way. The night may seem long, but dawn is coming. The light of God's love will break through the darkness of your suffering, bringing you into a new season of joy and peace. It's important to remember that God's ways are higher than our ways. Sometimes, His plans don't make sense to us. We might question why we have to go through certain trials, but trust that God sees the bigger picture. He knows what you need to grow, to become stronger, and to fulfill the purpose He has for your life. Your suffering is not wasted. It is a part of the divine plan that is unfolding in your life. During this time of suffering, you may feel isolated and alone, but God is using this period to draw you closer to Him. In your pain, you can experience the depths of God's love in ways you never thought possible. He is inviting you to lean on Him, to find solace in His presence, and to discover the strength that comes from a relationship with Him. It is in these moments of vulnerability that God's power is made perfect in your weakness. Think about the ways God has been there for you in the past. Recall the times He has delivered you from difficulties, healed your wounds, and provided for your needs. Those memories are testimonies of His faithfulness. They are reminders that the same God who was with you then is with you now. He has not changed, and His love for you remains steadfast. Sometimes, the pain we endure is a result of living in a broken world. We face disappointments, betrayals, and losses that are beyond our control. But even in these situations, God's love prevails. He is the anchor that holds us steady amidst the storms of life. He is the rock on which we can stand firm, knowing that His promises are true and His love is unchanging. As we navigate through our suffering, it's vital to stay connected to the source of our strength. Spend time in prayer, pour out your heart to God, and let Him minister to you. Surround yourself with a community of believers who can support you, pray for you, and encourage you. There is power in unity, and together we can lift each other up, sharing the burdens and rejoicing in the victories. God is also working through your suffering to bring about growth and transformation in your life. The pain you are experiencing is refining you, shaping your character, and building resilience. It is through the fire of trials that the impurities in our lives are burned away, leaving behind a stronger, purer, and more beautiful version of ourselves. Embrace this process, knowing that it is producing a glory that far outweighs the present suffering. I want to encourage you to look forward with hope. There is a future awaiting you that is filled with God's promises. He has plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. Your current suffering is not the end of your story. It is merely a chapter. The next chapter is being written by the hand of God, and it is filled with blessings, joy, and fulfillment. My friends, let's hold on to the truth that God will end your suffering soon because He feels your pain. His love for you is immeasurable. His compassion is boundless, and His power is limitless. Trust in Him, lean on Him, and know that your breakthrough is on the horizon. God is faithful, and He will see you through this season into a place of peace, joy, and victory. My dear friends, let's dive even deeper into the heart of our loving God, who feels your pain and is actively working to end your suffering. Now we will focus on practical ways to navigate your suffering and embrace the hope that God offers. First and foremost, I want to encourage you to open your heart to God's presence. When you're in the midst of suffering, it's easy to feel distant from Him. You may feel like He's far away or that He's forgotten about you, but let me assure you, God is closer than ever. He is right there with you in every moment of your pain. Take a moment to breathe, to quiet your mind, and to invite Him into your heart. Let His peace wash over you and comfort you. One of the most powerful things you can do during times of suffering is to surrender your pain to God. This doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to a life of misery. It means acknowledging that you can't carry this burden on your own and that you need God's help. It means letting go of the need to control the situation and trusting that God has a plan. When you surrender your pain to God, you allow Him to take the weight off your shoulders and to work in ways that you might not be able to see or understand. Another practical step is to focus on gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive to be thankful in the midst of suffering, but gratitude has a way of shifting our perspective. When we focus on the things we are grateful for, we begin to see God's hand in our lives, even in the smallest details. Take time each day to reflect on the blessings in your life and thank God for His goodness. This simple practice can bring a sense of hope and encouragement, reminding you that God is with you and that He is for you. It's also important to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Suffering can take a toll on your entire being, so make sure you are nourishing yourself in all areas of your life. Eat well, get enough rest, and engage in activities that bring you joy and peace. As you navigate your suffering, remember that it's okay to feel what you're feeling. It's okay to cry, to grieve, to feel angry, or frustrated. God is big enough to handle your emotions. He created you with the ability to feel deeply, and He understands your pain better than anyone else. Don't bottle up your emotions or pretend that everything is okay when it's not. Instead, Bring your feelings to God. Pour out your heart to Him and let Him comfort you. He is a loving Father who wants to hold you close and heal your wounds. In addition to these practical steps, I want to remind you of the power of hope. Hope is a powerful force that can sustain you through the darkest times. It is the belief that things will get better, that your suffering will not last forever. Hold on to that hope, my friends. Cling to it with everything you have. Know that God is a God of hope, and He promises to bring you through this. Your current suffering is not the end of your story. There is a future filled with promise and possibility waiting for you. As we move forward, let's also remember the importance of looking outward. When we are suffering, it's natural to become inward, focused, consumed by our own pain. But one of the most healing things we can do is to reach out to others, look for ways to serve, to help, and to bring comfort to those around you. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. When you shift your focus from your own suffering to the needs of others, you open yourself up to experiencing God's love in a new way. You become a vessel of His healing and grace, and in the process, you find healing for yourself. I also want to remind you of the importance of faith. Faith is not about having all the answers or understanding why things happen the way they do. It's about trusting in God's character, in His goodness, and in His promises. It's about believing that He is with you, even when you can't see or feel Him. It's about holding on to the truth that God is for you, that He loves you, and that He will never leave you or forsake you. Let your faith be your anchor in this storm. Let it ground you, steady you, and give you the strength to keep going. Lastly, I want to encourage you to hold on to the promise of God's presence. God is with you in your suffering. He is not a distant deity watching from afar. He is with you in every moment, in every tear, in every struggle. He is walking this journey with you, holding your hand and leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. You are not alone. God is with you, and He will bring you through this. My dear friends, now I want to share with you the ways in which God will end your suffering and lead you to victory. It's not enough to know that your pain will end. It's essential to understand how God will bring about this transformation and guide you into a season of triumph. First, let's talk about the nature of God's intervention. God works in mysterious and often unexpected ways. His methods may surprise us, but His purpose is always to bring about our good and His glory. God's intervention in your life will be personal and specific. He knows the intricacies of your situation, and He has a unique plan tailored just for you. One of the primary ways God will end your suffering is by providing you with inner strength and peace. In the midst of your pain, He will fill you with a sense of calm that surpasses all understanding. This peace is not dependent on your circumstances. It is rooted in the unchanging nature of God's love. When you feel overwhelmed, turn to Him in prayer, pour out your heart, and allow His peace to wash over you. This inner peace will sustain you, giving you the strength to face each day with hope. God will also bring people into your life who will be instrumental in your healing process. These could be friends, family members, or even strangers who offer support, encouragement, and love. They will be the hands and feet of God, providing comfort and assistance when you need it most. Be open to receiving help from others. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and let them share in your journey. Their presence will remind you that you are not alone and that God is working through them. to bring you relief. Another way God will end your suffering is by opening new doors of opportunity. Sometimes our pain is a sign that it's time for a change. God may lead you to a new job, a new place, or a new relationship that will bring you joy and fulfillment. Be attentive to the opportunities that come your way. Trust that God is guiding you towards a better future. He will close doors that are not meant for you and open those that will lead you to your destiny. Embrace these changes with faith, knowing that God's plans for you are good. Healing is another significant aspect of how God will end your suffering. Whether your pain is physical, emotional, or spiritual, God is a healer. He can mend broken bodies, restore wounded hearts, and renew weary souls. Seek His healing with confidence. Pray for His touch upon your life, and believe that He can make you whole. Sometimes healing is instantaneous, and sometimes it is a process. Trust in God's timing and be patient. As you walk through this journey, you will see His healing hand at work in your life. God will also use your suffering to build your character and strengthen your faith. Every trial you face is an opportunity for growth. As you endure hardship, you develop perseverance, resilience, and a deeper trust in God. These qualities are essential for your victory. They equip you to face future challenges with confidence and to help others who are going through similar struggles. Embrace this process of refinement, knowing that it is making you into the person God created you to be. Moreover, God will provide you with wisdom and guidance. In times of suffering, we often feel lost and confused, but God promises to lead us on the right path. He will give you the wisdom to make the right decisions and the discernment to know His will. Spend time in His Word. Seek His counsel in prayer and listen for His voice. He will illuminate your path, showing you the steps to take towards your victory. God's provision is another way He will end your suffering. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Whether you need financial support, emotional stability, or spiritual nourishment, God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. Trust in His provision. When you feel like you don't have enough, remember that God's resources are limitless. He will provide for you abundantly, ensuring that you lack nothing. As God works to end your suffering, He will also restore what has been lost. You may have experienced losses in various areas of your life, relationships, opportunities, health, or peace of mind. God is a restorer. He promises to give back what the enemy has stolen. Your latter days will be greater than your former days. He will restore your joy, your hope, and your purpose. Look forward to this season of restoration with expectancy, knowing that God will make all things new. Finally, God will lead you to victory by fulfilling His promises in your life. Every promise He has made to you will come to pass. He is faithful, and He will do what He has said. Hold on to His promises. Meditate on them. Speak them over your life and believe that they are true. Your victory is assured because God is on your side. He is fighting for you, and He will bring you to a place of triumph. My dear friends, let's hold on to the truth that God will end your suffering soon because He feels your pain. He is with you in every moment, working tirelessly to bring you through this season and into a place of victory. Trust in His love, rely on His strength, and believe in His promises. Your suffering is coming to an end, and a new day is about to dawn. Beloved friends, God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own. Trust that He knows the best time to bring you out of your suffering. Ecclesiastes 3:11 reminds us He has made everything beautiful in its time. Your breakthrough is coming at the right time, in God's perfect timing. God is your refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Psalm 46, 1 assures us of this. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Lean on him, find comfort in his presence, and let him be your source of strength. In all things, keep your focus on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. Hebrews 12, 2 encourages us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. He will guide you, sustain you, and lead you to victory. Now, let us open our hearts to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring before you our deepest needs and desires. We ask for your divine restoration in every area of our lives. Where there has been loss, bring your healing touch. Restore broken relationships, mend wounded hearts, and renew our spirits. We know that you are the God who makes all things new, and we trust in your power to bring about complete restoration. Father, we pray for breakthroughs. You see the obstacles that stand in our way, the challenges that seem insurmountable. We ask that you move mightily on our behalf. Break down every barrier and open doors that have been closed. Lead us to new opportunities and make a way where there seems to be no way. We believe that with you, all things are possible. Lord, we lift up our financial needs to you. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We ask for your abundant provision in our lives. Bless us with the resources we need to meet our obligations, provide for our families, and be a blessing to others. Grant us wisdom in managing our finances, and give us the strength to trust you, even in times of scarcity. We know that you are able to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We also come before you seeking healing. You are the great physician, and nothing is too hard for you. Touch our bodies, minds, and spirits with your healing power. Bring relief to those who are suffering from physical ailments, comfort to those who are struggling with mental health issues, and peace to those who are battling spiritual unrest. We claim your promise of healing and stand firm in our faith, believing that you can and will restore us to full health. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers and for working on our behalf. We trust in your perfect timing and your perfect plan. May your will be done in our lives, and may we always give you the glory and honor you deserve. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.